"One foot, Brent," said the Dean, sitting up, clutching his head. "Well, yes. And when he saw it, he knew that he was alone on an island with a crazed one-legged long jump champion," said the Dean. He was feeling testy. "Well, obviously he found some other footprints later on." "I wish I was on a desert island all alone," said the senior wrangler gloomily, watching Ridcully running on the spot. "Is it just me?" the Dean asked. "Or are we marooned thousands of miles and thousands of years from home?"
"Yes,
I thought so. Is there any breakfast?"
"Stibbons found some soft-boiled eggs."
"What a useful young man he is," the Dean groaned. "Where did he find them?"
"On a tree."
Bits of last night came back to the Dean. "A soft-boiled egg tree?" "Yes," said the senior wrangler. "Nicely runny. They're quite good with breadfruit soldiers." "You'll be telling me next he found a spoon tree."
"Of course not."
"Good." "It's a bush." The senior wrangler held up a small wooden spoon. It had a few small leaves still attached to it. "A bush that fruits spoons." "Young Stibbons said it makes perfect sense, Dean. After all, he said, we'd pick them because they're useful, and then spoons are always getting lost." Then he burst into tears. "He's got a point, though. Honestly, this place is like Big Rock Candy Mountain."
"I vote we leave it as soon as possible," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "We'd better have a serious look at this boat idea today. I don't want to meet another of those horrible lizards."
"One of everything, remember?"
"Then probably there's a worse one."
"Building some sort of boat can't be very hard," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "Even quite primitive people manage it."
"Now look," snapped the Dean. "We've searched everywhere for a decent library on this island. There simply isn't one. It's ridiculous. How is anyone supposed to get anything done?"
"I suppose we could try things," said the senior wrangler. "You know, see what floats, that sort of thing."
"Oh, well, if you want to be crude about it."
The Chair of Indefinite Studies looked at the Dean's face and decided it was time to lighten the atmosphere.
"I was, just wondering," he said, "as a little mental exercise, if you were marooned on a desert island, Dean, what kind of music would you like to listen to, eh?"
The Dean's face clouded further. "I think, Chair, that I would like to listen to the music in the Ankh-Morpork Opera House."
"Ah, oh, yes, well, very, very, very direct thinking there, Dean."
Rincewind grinned glassily.
"So, you're a crocodile, then?"
"Is worrying you?"
said the barman.
"No, no, don't they call you anything else, though?"
"Well, they've a nickname they gave me."
"Oh, yes?"
"Yeah. Crocodile, crocodile. But in here, most people call me Dongo."
"And this stuff, what do you call this?"
"We call it beer,"
said the crocodile.
"What do you call it?"
The barman wore a grubby shirt and a pair of shorts, and until he'd seen a pair of shorts tailored for someone with very short legs and a very long tail, Rincewind hadn't realised what a difficult job tailoring must be. Rincewind held the beer glass up to the light. And that was the point. You could see light all the way through it. Clear beer. Ankh-Morpork beer was technically ale, that is to say, gravy made from hops. It had texture. It had flavour, even if you didn't always want to know what of. It had body. It had dregs. You could eat the last half inch of it with a spoon. This stuff was thin and sparkly and looked as though someone had already drunk it. Tasted all right, though. Didn't sit on your stomach the way the beer at home did. Weak stuff, of course, but it never did to insult someone else's beer.
Pretty good, he said.
Where'd you blying from?
I floated here on a piece of driftwood.
Was there room with all the camels?
Yes.
Good on ya.
Rincewind needed a map, not a geographical map, although one of those would be a help, but one that showed him where his head was at. You didn't usually get crocodiles serving behind a bar, but everyone else in this cavern of a place seemed to think it was perfectly normal. Mind you, the people in the bar included three sheep in overalls and a couple of kangaroos playing darts. And they weren't exactly sheep,